Well, Damascus and Moscow say any unilateral U.S. airstrikes against ISIL terrorists in Syria without a U.N. Security Council mandate would be an act of aggression. The Russian Foreign Ministry's spokesman, Alexander Lukashevich, says possible U.S. air raids against ISIL positions in Syria are a gross violation of international law. Also, Syria's National Reconciliation Minister, Ali Haider, says U.S. airstrikes on Syrian territory without the permission of Damascus would be a, quote, attack on his country. He said under international law, there must be cooperation with Syria and that any action, whether military or otherwise, on Syrian territory calls for its consent. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. James Petras, who is a Middle East expert, and he's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Now, Mr. Petras, this Syrian assertion, as well as the Russian assertion, seems quite logical at this time, considering Syria is a sovereign country.
I think the plan by Obama of intervening in Syria has a background. Last year, he attempted to organize a massive bombing program against Syria to support the U.S.-supported mercenaries that were invading the country. The U.S. Congress and the U.S. people overwhelmingly rejected it. He's repackaged the same policies now, only he's used the issue of ISIL as a justification. This attack has all the makings of a new extension of the U.S. involvement in military occupation of a country. I think that's very clear that Kerry's visit to Saudi Arabia was to enlist Saudi Arabia in funding, arming, and being the training base for the pro-U.S. Invaders of Syria. I think the involvement of Saudi Arabia is largely because they oppose a independent national government in Syria. They look at an attack on Syria as a way of isolating and attacking Iran. I think this is a very major issue that's arisen. I think it's going to lead to enormous repercussions. And along with the U.S. military buildup around the around Russia, the rearming of the Kiev junta is part of a new phase in American foreign policy, which augurs very poorly for the prospects for peace and a resolution of the problems in the Middle East and the Caucasus.
When you speak about repercussions, Mr. Petras, I imagine that there are some repercussions for Americans and the American government as well, because all of these strategies that you've spoken about are very risky strategies for America.
Very much so. We have the case of Iraq, where the U.S. Got involved, and it destroyed the country. It led to inter-ethnic and inter-religious struggles. We have the case of Libya, where the U.S. became involved. We have the U.S. longtime support of the radicals that are invading Syria today. Most of the arms that ISIL has are U.S. arms. The armored carriers were U.S. supplied to Iraq. They have defeated the pro-U.S. factions of the opposition in Syria. I think that the end result of this will be to extend the war, increase the support of ISIL. Once the U.S. becomes involved, it will change the character of the war. Opposition will then raise the banner of imperialism, anti-imperialism, and opposition to Western intervention. I think that this step will have enormous repercussions, and it takes place at a time when there is war weariness in the United States. The majority of the U.S. people, despite the enormous propaganda campaign that's been launched in the last couple of weeks, particularly with the beheading of the journalist, this propaganda campaign has still not convinced the majority of Americans that we should become involved in the Syrian conflict, let alone that we should take sides with one faction of the terrorists. Let's not forget that the American journalist who was beheaded was sold by one of the so-called moderate groups to ESOL. In fact, even ideas, estimates of a price that the ESOL paid $40,000 to $50,000 to capture to take hold of this person. So here's the U.S. Asking Saudi Arabia and its allies to support the people that sold the journalist who was beheaded, and now they're claiming that ESOL is a terrorist organization. Well, what about the people that presented them with the victim that they beheaded?
Fair point, Mr. Petros. I do apologize for interrupting you. We'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. James Petros speaking to us live via Skype from New York.